Well, it's the Rob Kahn Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. And Pat, No.
Pat.
I got
You're thinking Patrick Mahomes.
Pat Tomasulo?
Patrick Mahomes. Pat Tomasulo and Patrick Mahomes are on the Super Celebrity Hotline. It's actually, Ed Obradovich is on the Super Celebrity Hotline.
And good evening. Good,
yeah. What's so good about it, Obi?
It's nice to be alive.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Count your blessings.
In the greatest country on planet Earth.
All right.
Amen.
All right, I'll take that. And the Hawks are playing well. So I got that going for me.
All right, there you go.
Well, now that you've had some time to sleep on it and think about it, I'd like you to explain how we're going to make the playoffs this year, OB. Go ahead and go.
I mean, is there a shot? Yes, there is. I mean, but, you know, it just has to, for that to happen, Ro, I mean, there's got to be a complete philosophy change offensively. Totally and completely different. We start out, we go to L.A., we know it's going to be a hard win if we can get it out there. My God, we start out three times. I think we're on the 30-yard line one time, 29, and I think, again, around the 30-yard line. So you're down there three different times to start the game. And the last time I checked, when you have the ball, it's first and 10, you have four downs. Okay? Now, the red zone is the 20-yard line, and that's what they call it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
On the 30-yard line, you've got a lot of room for your wideouts to get separation, and there's a lot of passing room. Not one time, did we try to go into the end zone and score a touchdown. We had 12 plays. 12. We're a 4-5 team. We're struggling. We're playing away, and we get down into that area, and that, again, I cannot say it enough. Not one time do we try to score a touchdown on three different tries, which comes to 12 plays. Now, you tell me this head coach Nagy knows what he's doing?
No, I can't tell you that.
That is not common sense. That is sheer stupidity. You got to take what it gives you. You got to understand the situation. Where are you in this league? You're fighting for your life. You got 53 players out there giving it everything they can, and you're giving them misdirection. And there's nobody going to tell me different.
Well, the one thing that I will say is the defense did show up, right? The defense played well. The defense, there were takeaways. The Los Angeles Rams, much like the New Orleans Saints and a couple of other, the Los Angeles Chargers, were trying to give the game to the Bears. The amount of generosity that these opposing teams have had this year is overwhelming. I appreciate it. I know it's the holiday season. But we couldn't take advantage of any of it. And it's so galling. I will ask you this. Do you think that Mitchell Trubisky was crying on the sideline? Because I do. I think he was crying. And there's no crying in football.
Well, funny you should ask that question. Dan and I, we looked at this, and there he is with that head embrace that they do so well. And I looked at Dan and looked at me. I said, Dan, is that kid crying? I said, is he crying? And to me, it looked like it crying. And to Dan Hampton, it looked like he was crying too.
Some very questionable play calling again from Matt Nagy, to your point, OB. I'm thinking about that 3rd-and-1 where he called an option, and we found out now that that was in the third quarter. At that point, Matt Nagy had found out about Mitch Trubisky's hip injury and how it had slowed him. One, why would you call an option play and have your quarterback run? Two, why would you call that play?
That's why
on
I don't
third
believe
and
it.
Short? It's pretty clear.
There's a little more to that play. When that play, if you looked at it, the H-back, he was 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Not the usual 6 or 7. He was 10. The other thing that wasn't so smart about it, he runs an option play with the quarterback into the short side of the field.
Yep.
I mean, the play was doomed to fail.
Right.
It was totally and completely doomed to fail.
I mean, he's got to hand off play calling duties, right? I mean, there's no question anymore to Mark Helfrich, the offense coordinator, or to someone.
I think Mitch. You get to Mitch. Let Mitch do it.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. Because I'll tell you something. You know, I mentioned there's a lot of things that are going to start really, really going bad here. You know, we're at home here. Come the Giants, they won two games. Oh my God, could you imagine if we lose to the Giants? Oy vey. And then after that, you know, then starts the real hard play from week to week to week. And I'll tell you what, again, our defense, it's there, it's still working, it's still available to make a run at getting to the Super Bowl, but offensively we have absolutely no chance, none whatsoever, because basically of the game planning, offensive game planning, and Nagy calling the plays. It's mind-boggling. And you know what, Pace, Ryan Pace, the Bears general manager, mm-hmm. there was a big article in the Tribune, you know, it's like, why did they draft Trubisky, you know? And they asked Pace, and he didn't want to be interviewed for that column for that on Sunday. Here's the funny thing about it. Actually, it's tearful. Pace, in his analyzing Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, and Mitchell Trubisky. And these are his words that I'm going to tell you.
All right, here we go.
All right. What he saw in Mitchell Trubisky compared to the other two, not accuracy, he had sharp accuracy. No, he doesn't. Ability to read defenses. That's one of his big faults. Do you remember seeing him? Lucky he gets the main receiver. He can't find the second or third receiver. That's not true. Poise under pressure. You ever see him in the backfield with his herky-jerky jumping around? And then his excellent footwork in the pocket. Those are the things that five things that he thought that Trubisky had over the other people.
Pace must have only seen the North Carolina game against Coastal Carolina. That would have been the only game he could have seen where that would have actually happened.
Bro, listen, there's a kid, Marquise Williams, again, who's the starting quarterback. Mitchell Trubisky couldn't beat him out. He was a starting quarterback. He played behind him his sophomore and his junior year. Marquise Williams didn't even get drafted in the NFL, and he couldn't beat him out. He played 1 year. They went 8-5. They lost their last game. They got into the Sun Bowl, and they lost that game. That's a fact.
Maybe Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will fall to the Bears in the second round after suffering that hip injury. Maybe the Bears can find somebody in the draft. Would you bench Trubisky, OB, and go to Chase, even if Trubisky is healthy?
No, you know what? I'm not quite so sure that the kid is hurt. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think a lot of people are wondering that. But
I had a hip replacement, and I couldn't tell you how many hip pointers I had. If they say he has a hip pointer, if there's something wrong with his hip, you're not running around out there trying to escape people and leaning back and throwing into a pass and doing all that. You are not doing that, my friend.
I think a lot of people were concerned, too, because there was no medical staff that seemed, when they did the cutaway, he was just standing on the sideline. There was nothing
right.
Kind of attending to him. And then you heard Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, and with a lack, there was a vacuum of information. They were just kind of speculating. Well, he got benched. They're taking him out because of his play quality, and they're putting Daniel in. And turned out that later, we were surprised, what was like 18 minutes later, the news came that, no, he's got this.
Well, they said he
couldn't
sit down on the bench, and he was sitting on the bench when the whole time.
There was, I tell you what, I'm not buying what they're saying, you know, and I could very well be wrong, but I played the game long enough. I played with a bunch of guys that won a world championship, and what I saw with him and what he did, I don't know, but I'll tell you what, I'm a little suspect on that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, I feel bad for the kid because, you know what, he was put into a bad situation. He was not prepared to be the number two draft pick, traded up from the number three to the number two.
And he wasn't ready for the Chicago Bears and our fandom and the whole pressure.
And media and all that here. I mean, this is just, this kid was not the right choice. But
you're absolutely correct.
OB, we got to run.
There's nowhere that Pace can hide.
No.
I'd just like to say this real quickly here. Pace, he will get fired. Okay? I'll guarantee you, he will never become a general manager of a football team in the National League again. Never.
Thank you, OB. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Ed Obradovich.
Thanks, OB.
Talk to you next week. We got the news coming your way, too.